Hi, this is MD, and you're listening to Relate with MD Chow. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time that you're listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. My apologies, it's been a minute since I have posted a brand new podcast to you. So today I kind of want to talk about pain and existential crisis that we face sometimes, where we doubt who we are, we doubt what we're made of, simply because someone is not giving us the love, the attention, maybe the help that we feel we deserve. I read a quote online just today, actually, that says there is a different version of you in the minds of everyone that you know. And within that post, it goes on to almost imply that the you that you think you are may not even exist, may not have been that real, because what does it matter if who you think you are isn't who you are in the minds of the people that you know? Now, that sounds like a tremendous and a great philosophical thought, and it is a great philosophical thought. But I dug a little bit deeper and I thought to myself that this thought can only come from a place of tremendous pain. It comes from a person who has probably experienced a significant amount of neglect, isolation, a person who may not have gotten the love or the attention that they really needed as a human being in this world. And many of us have gone through that. Many of us have been there. Many of us are probably in that place right now. And I want to talk about this because I think that while certain thoughts are good, we have to, in many ways, deny them a place in our minds, deny them a place in our hearts, in our emotions, because if no one else values who you are, you have to value who you are. If no one gives you the attention that you feel you need, if no one is considerate of what your preferences are and you're always overlooked, you have to kind of get yourself together and gird up some strength on the inside of you. And know what you want, know who you are, and take action to get what you want, to get what you need. Figure it out how you can make sure who you are and who you think you are can be made known. Because you have one life to live, and who you think you are should be shown and should be known, and you can make that happen. And you know how that happens? It happens by actions. Not sitting there and thinking about things all day, by taking actions, doing the things that you think you are, that the person you think you are should be doing. Action, 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 action. Life is about action. Not words, not thoughts. Yes, it may start with a thought. It may continue with a word, but it's got to move into action. And by action, you can make known who you are. You can make it loud and clear. So don't stump yourself with thoughts like that. Don't trap yourself. Don't lock yourself down. Break it off. Brush off the dirt. That pain, it's not going to go anywhere for a while. I mean, it's a very real pain, the pain of having been neglected, having been misunderstood, having been, you know, not paid attention to. That pain is very real. It may stick around for a while, but it's okay. Let it become the fuel that caused you to act, to show who you are, and to get what you want and need in this life. Stay tuned for some last minute thoughts. Thanks so much for listening. I hope that that thought helped you. I know it has certainly helped me to put my mind to that. We're going to face obstacles every single day of our lives, and we are going to get hurt. We are going to experience pain. People will disappoint us. But in order for us to overcome any pain that we feel, we have to be people of action. You have to act. You have to use that pain and dig in and figure out what you can do to not necessarily get rid of the pain, but to set right the situation that you find yourself in. Listen, I really appreciate it that you listen to this podcast. And if you have not yet shared it with someone, please, please, please hit the share button wherever you're listening on, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google, Overcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast, hit that share button. Let people know, share episodes, help me out. It would mean so much to me. Subscribe and follow me on Instagram. My handle on Instagram and Twitter is @RelateWithMD. @RelateWithMD on Instagram and Twitter. And I'll see you soon with a brand new podcast. Thanks so much for listening. See ya.